Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kennedy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Annie.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Producer Dan.
Hello.
Hello. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trips. Nope, that's not it. This is the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Sorry,
good.
I was still in show mode. So we each bring one topic, we discuss, and then we move on with our lives. And if you would leave us a review, I would appreciate that. As always, Kennedy is up first. It's Monday, so I think I know what that means.
Do you don't get to do my own intro anymore?
You do.
Knock it out.
Oh. So yes, it's time for This or That.
Yeah. This or That.
All right, so I put together maybe some more summary type questions since we're here in summer and vacations are happening, beaches and things of this
yes,
nature.
Yes, ma'am.
They're not all, but some of them. Okay. So flip-flops or sandals?
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops. What are sandals?
These are sandals.
I'm going to be the guy who says I don't know the difference.
Oh, okay.
Sandals. Do you mean one is like
sandals.
A thong with the thing in the
this
toe?
This is a sandal.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one you mean like slides?
Made of plastic, you know, that go flip-flop when you walk down the hallway.
But not the chintzy ones. We're not doing Old Navy flip-flops anymore.
Well, flip-flops are flip-flops. I don't. But
we're doing rainbows or nothing. It's form to my foot.
I think I'm wearing chintzy ones that clop when you go down the hallway.
Those are flip-flops. What you are wearing is a flip-flop, yes. Okay.
I blew out my rainbow yesterday.
It's a lifetime warranty. You can go get new ones.
I threw them in the trash.
Well, that's on you.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, you can bring them back in.
I feel like last summer
the
we had this
The trash might be in the back of my truck.
Hey, I've got to carry it out. You're a good, conscientious homeowner.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Lifetime warranty?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, when you buy them, they tell you that.
Just like Cutco knives, man.
Gosh, I think I have that bag in my truck.
Yeah. You probably have.
How much are the flip-flops?
Rainbows? They're not cheap.
No, they're like probably $60-$70, but you have them forever.
But definitely dig through that garbage.
Yeah.
I got these because they were $15 at Target, and I was going on a boat the next day.
There you go.
Yep.
So I was like, these will work.
I have one pair of flip-flops I bought to wear after the marathon because I knew I wouldn't be able to put on shoes.
Yeah.
And they're really comfy, but I don't only wear them like if I'm going to the grocery store or something like
My
that.
My Jeep Gladiator has flip-flops on it.
Yes, I know.
It has a little Easter egg pair of flip-flops on the dash.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Sunburn or bug bites?
Oh, I hate bug bites.
Sunburn.
Oh, you just want to watch the world burn. Which one I'd rather have or which one I hate more?
No. I hate bug bites.
Which one would you have?
I mean, I guess sunburn. I already have one.
Sunburn.
Fuck it. I have one right now. It's
bug
not great.
Bites are so brutal.
Yeah, I feel like sunburn you can manage a little bit better with aloe and cold. And washcloths in the freezer and all of that, whereas bug bites, I have bought everything in the world.
You can't.
And I have so many at my house for some reason. My ankles are up to my knees.
Do you have the sucker thing?
I've never tried that. Does it work well?
Lana loves it.
Yeah. A bunch of the kids use it, too.
In fact, Cisco ate ours, and she bought another one. She loved it so much. She said the bug sucker works great.
I'm going to try that,
then. She said it gets rid of the itch really quick.
Oh, because mine are the worst. All right, great. Thank you. Now some other questions. Do you prefer writing in a notebook? Or do you need your paper to have the three rings for the three-ring binder?
No,
do you use paper?
Who writes?
Notebook. I use a notebook every day.
I know you do.
I always write in a notebook.
So I'm left-handed, and all notebooks are the devil.
Yeah,
because
that's a pain
in the ass. It's just all a pain. It is all a pain.
You drag your
Well, hand the world's not made for you because you're different.
That's
bad. Right.
I feel like now you can buy left-handed notebooks. But
they make left-handed desks and stuff now, too.
Yeah, I'm a three-ring binder kind of gal. I would take out the three-ring binder, take the paper out of it, use it as sort of an, you know, like an inverted or like a sloped writing space, and then put them back in there.
Sure.
Underneath all of my, I'm such a nerd. And would you rather have a rich friend or a loyal friend?
Loyal.
Loyal.
Definitely loyal.
Agreed.
I'd rather have a rich acquaintance that has like a yacht, but I'd rather have a loyal friend.
Loyal.
Like the peripheries, I'd like to be on the peripheries of a rich guy. That'd be cool.
Do you think if nobody was looking, you'd say rich friend?
No.
No.
I have wealthier friends, but yeah.
All right. Thank you for playing.
What's awesome is when your loyal friends become rich, then it's like a bonus.
That would be cool.
That is cool.
I'm still waiting on Annie to get rich.
Dan, my entire family is too.
That's,
so.
That's the best.
I'm trying to ride her coattails all through this broadcasting career.
Really, you learned from the best.
All right. So what was I going to say? Yes. My dad was in town. He left yesterday.
Is he gone now?
He's gone.
I didn't even get to see him?
Nope.
Well, that's kind of garbage.
Nope. He left yesterday.
Did he not want to say hello to me?
He was in and out of town quick. He only stayed a couple days, then went to Maine, then came back and left. So I noticed with him and Tish, they got married during the pandemic. They've been together 5 or 6 years. And Tish takes a while to get moving. So, as opposed to my father, who's like, can go pretty much now. My dad's like, oh, you want to leave? Okay. And then you turn around, he's walked out the door.
Right.
And Tish is not like that. So I'm kind of curious to each of you, I ask, are you the person that takes a long time to get ready, or are you the person that is ready to go in 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Ready to go.
Easy.
Nothing infuriates me more than people that waste time. And I'm not saying she wastes time. Maybe it's just taking her a little bit, but I think... like when people just are like lackadaisical about it, I'm like, what are we doing?
And those are the same people who are half an hour late to everything.
Drive
like,
an iced coffee.
I'm 5 minutes away. No, you're not.
Just it drives me nuts. I used to have a friend that I would go and pick up, and she would take 15 minutes to come out of her house, and I would leave. I'd say, find your own ride, dude. I'm not waiting. Time is money, people.
And what's interesting to me about her is, so she was 32 years in the Coast Guard. She was a commander. She was an attorney. She was like hugely successful. And so spent her entire life probably on the clock. And I don't know if she was like that in the military. And that says something about her, that she learned like what's important, what's not important, how to manage your time.
Right.
Like, is she doing it the right way? Or since she's got out of the military, she's like, screw it. I was on a clock for, you know, almost 35 years.
I would say that.
Then now I'm not rushing anywhere anymore.
Like, everybody has their own time that they need to get ready. You know,
sure.
Some people take really long showers. I'm in and out before a song is even over.
Yeah.
When it's just the way I've always been. Not one's not right, one's not wrong.
Right.
But I feel as though if you're going to do something that involves another human being,
yes,
or more than one human being,
yes,
then it would behoove you to know that it takes me 45 minutes to do this.
Yes.
So I'm going to back out 50.
Yes.
Maybe an hour.
Yes.
And then I'll be on time and I'll have all my things done.
I think in my relationship with Lana, it's gone to the opposite. So when we were first together, she would take a little bit longer to get ready. And so I just, like, I would get ready. We would start getting ready at the same time, and then I'm done, and then you're just sitting around waiting, right?
Well, it stands to reason we have a little bit more than we have to do, and I get that part.
I totally get that. So now I've gotten to the point that I don't even start getting ready until she's out of the shower and drying her hair.
Work smarter, not harder.
Halfway through. You start halfway through.
Right. But now she gets mad at me because she is now walking downstairs, and I'm still, like, maybe 5 minutes away. It's like, I'm always waiting on you. I'm like, I started getting ready like 8 minutes ago. You started 45 minutes ago.
Well, if you have a time, if you're leaving the house at 1:30, it doesn't matter if you're 5 minutes out from being 1:30. As long as you're done at 1:30.
Right.
She's always mad, though, because, like, let's say we're walking up to our friend's house and her friend says, hey, 4:30. If we leave our house, now our friend, it is a 60-second walk from my house to their house. If we leave at 4:30, she's pissed.
Why?
Right.
Don't be right. Don't be there right at 4:30.
Does she want to be a little bit later?
No, she wants to be there at 4:29:59, and then as soon as it starts 4:30, ding dong.
No, Brittany's like that too. She needs to get everywhere half an hour early for her like anxiety. And
I do too.
And I'm like,
then
nah, son.
I just sit and wait.
We're not showing. So she tries to. Because I like to leave at normal people times.
Right.
So she tries to, like, hold off because she tries to, like, not be that person.
Right.
And then, like, you could tell when it's, like, 15 minutes before I want to leave, she starts getting twitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be the person that has to take me to the airport.
She's like, I would have left an hour ago if it was just me.
Don't ever be that person.
I like being at least like 15 minutes early just because you never know like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, even I like going to the movies early. I'm there when Maria Menounos is on the TV.
See? I spend a lot of time in my car.
Yeah.
Because I'll get somewhere sometimes 30, 40 minutes early. Sometimes it just happens. It depends. Like, I think traffic's going to be bad and it's not. So I just sit in my car. I read something off my phone. I play a game.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
See, if I have an appointment or something, I'll get there 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Not 40 minutes early like she would want to.
I don't even get there. I'm like 20 minutes late to a movie. I don't want to see the trailers for the new movies.
What?
I don't want to go ruining.
How?
I don't want to see them.
Maria Menounos, trivia, important.
I wouldn't want to see that. Would piss me. I wouldn't want to go to a movie with you if it starts at 7:05 and you're rolling at 7:15.
So you come in when it's dark and try and find a seat?
Oh,
that's not
I would.
Cool at all. Not cool at all.
You can see, actually, your eyes adjust.
No, but still, you don't want
to. It has nothing to do with it.
You won't be the last person in the movie theater. No one
likes
those
people. I get
there
and I'm all settled, and then you come grumbling in, bang, 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 with all
you
your shit in your bag.
My,
the movie
you know
hasn't
you don't,
started. These are commercials.
You know, well, you're rolling in when the movie starts.
The trailers are
commercials. But
I'm enjoying them. I like to watch
you're
the previews.
You're just catching heat.
And you know he's walking in with all the candy in his bag because he doesn't buy it.
The trailers are very important, and if my seat is reclined and your big ass walks by and hits my feet, we're going to have some issues.
Just going to back away slowly.
All right, Annie, what you got?
So mine.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I have a story from the first day of vacation. So I just like to get up and go. Like, even though Sunday was like a crappy day, it was like rainy and stuff even when I got down there. But I just, once I, like in my head, I'm on vacation, I'm like, get me out of Quincy. I just want to get out. I don't care if I go down there, I can't get into the house till 3, whatever. Don't care. I'll figure out something to do. So I went and I sat in my car and I read on the beach for a little bit. And then I really had to pee and there's no bathrooms on the beach. So I'm like, okay. Well,
the ocean is the bathroom.
I know, but it was pouring rain and I didn't want to go outside. So I get to the bar at 11:30 and it's already packed because it's rainy on the Cape on Sunday and this is what everybody does. So I'm like sitting there with all the regulars. I love sitting at a bar alone. I love eavesdropping on people. I love making up stories in my head about what these people are doing.
Same, same, same.
Talking to the bartender, you make buddies, whatever. And so I'm sitting to this guy next to me. He's probably late 60s, early 70s. Just sold the house in the South Shore, just bought a new house on the Cape. We're talking about everything. And he's drinking bourbon on the rocks. And I'm like watching, and he's drinking them fast. Mm. I'm like, Jesus, dude, it's noon. But okay, do you? No judgment, man, whatever.
He's probably asleep by 6. Yeah. Don't ask me how I know.
Some people are trying to get somewhere with their day.
Right. So I'm sitting there and like the conversation's fine. And then he just like starts to turn and just gets really, really, really creepy and inappropriate.
Oh no.
The bourbon kicked in.
And he's asking me, do you like boys or girls? And then he's asking me.
Oh, he's so woke.
Do you want to have a play date here on Wednesday? I can bring someone for you. Like us three, we can hang out. And I'm like, excuse me?
Wow.
Do I want to come back and hang out? What, you were just telling me about your wife, dude. And no. And then he says something to the bartender and he puts his hand on my leg, on my inner thigh. And I go, excuse me, do not ever touch me like that again. You picked the wrong one. And even the bartender was like,
because they're not used to women ever asserting themselves. And that's
especially
the scary part.
A young woman. And he's, you know, a bigger guy and whatever.
That's weird.
I cannot believe that people, and, you know, because I was friendly to you, because I was having a conversation with you and showing interest in what you were talking about, because I'm a normal human being. You think it's okay to put your hand on the inside of my thigh? I thought I was going to get up. The first thing my dad said was, did you hit him? Because I really should have cocked back and hit him. Mm-hmm. But again, you don't be starting to buy.
Just out of curiosity, it's neither here nor there, but how old was this guy roughly?
Like late 60s, early 70s.
Oh.
Like it just makes
me. Was he a regular there, do you think? He was a staple?
He was.
Like, was he setting up shop there trying to find gals?
The bartender knew him. So I think that he probably goes there and tries to pick up ladies that aren't his wife.
Do you have lots of cash?
Oh.
Did you see cash?
He was telling me about his four Bentleys.
Annie, that's what he was doing.
The new car that he bought. I go, do I look like I care?
He's trying to sugar daddy you for the week.
He was trying to groom, yes.
Wow. Do I look like I give a shit about any of that, sir? I'm in a Justin Bieber t-shirt and like sweatpants.
It's disgusting, but it works more times than it doesn't, and that's why he continues to do it.
Yeah, that's just totally true too, Kelly.
Yeah, the whole day I was like, I wish I could just go back and be like, I hope you never, ever do that to someone else. Because it is. It's scary that maybe someone else in that situation
would 100% take his money.
Mm-hmm. Or just
to do whatever.
Or wouldn't feel like, okay, well, he's putting his hand on my leg. Like, what do I do? You know what I mean?
We just laugh it off and move along.
Right.
Yep.
It just.
Oh, Annie. Proud of you, though.
So PSA, if you see people doing this shit, speak up, because it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah, because he's, you know, he's praying. He's like,
he's absolutely praying. He saw me alone
there,
at a bar.
Right. You know, starts drinking, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to try and, yeah.
Because it's worked before.
Yeah, it's just why they so, do. So gross. Like, you, I shouldn't feel, I'm not afraid, but I shouldn't feel any type of way about going to a bar alone.
Wow.
How did you feel when he put his hand on your thigh? Violated?
Yes,
or?
It's disgusting. You don't even know me. We've been talking for 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Even if you did know me, I would never put...
Annie, I love you more than anything, and I would never touch your inner thigh.
No.
Unless you asked.
No, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
never.
I can't even imagine. I could put my hand on someone's back, and I'm like, oh, I'm... So, you know what I mean? I would only do that to people I know. I would never do that to someone I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Just I'm gross. So just
proud
so
of you,
gross.
Though, for standing up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I said, you picked the wrong one.
You picked the wrong one.
What did he say when you were like, don't touch me?
He was like, whoa. And then
did he get defensive and try and do that part?
Yeah, of course. And then quickly got the bill. And I'm like, well, first of all, you shouldn't be driving because I just watched you drink
one of his Bentleys is going to come pick him up, Annie.
Of course. Please.
Obviously. One of his bitches.
Rich older dudes can be gross.
Wow.
Scary.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a wild story.
My dad was like, what bar was it? I was like, please don't go back there. It's not worth it.
I think we should all go for a road trip. What day was it?
Last Sunday.
Let's do a Sunday road trip. Go have a talk with our friend.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You last to me?
Guess who's back?
I brought my friends with me.
That's my story.
Producer Dan, what you got?
I don't even remember now. That would suck me in.
Sorry.
I'm angry. I too want to go on a road trip.
Well, I guess I'll also talk about my Cape time with Annie.
Yes.
So I'm not a huge beach person. I know we're kind of split 50-50 on the show where Carson and Annie are big beach people. Me and Kennedy are like,
I'll go. I just need all of the accoutrement.
Right, she needs the shade.
This was my first time going to the beach this summer. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time. I don't go to the Cape much, or at least the beaches. And I don't know, have you guys ever been to Nauset Light Beach?
No, yes. Never.
There are seals fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it blew my mind. Mm-hmm.
Were they like the barking seals like you see in San Francisco?
I don't know. I've never been to San Francisco.
Well, did they make a lot of noise?
No.
All right. But they're these giant creatures that are like, and they go, there's like eight of them. They'll just pop their head up 10 feet from you and be like, arr!
And they're a lot bigger than you think.
Oh, they're big. They're eating good. They're eating good down there.
Yeah, you think of cute. Big. Yeah, I know. But there's like, you see them on TV. You're like, oh, cute little seal. You've never seen a seal before up close.
No, they're big.
Yeah,
300 pounds.
But it's funny. They really, they won't go near you in the water. Like, they want to do their own thing. We do our own thing. So if you walk down the beach probably a mile where it's less populated, there's like 50 seals just chilling. Mm.
Do they come and sit up on the beach and get sun?
They, I think that they do down there. They would never do it around people, my dad goes out like really far on low tide because he's him. And
well, he's tall. It takes a long time to get waist high.
But Kennedy, I'm telling you, there's times my mom is like, Tom! Tom! Because there's a seal legit next to him.
Where
like,
we go down there, they're out there. There'll usually be a sandbar that's out about a half mile. So they'll stay out on the sandbar for the most part and then kind of swim in between
but
the shore and the sandbar.
I mean, they pop their heads up and they look at you.
I want to make a drinking game out of it. Like, see a seal, take a sip.
Yep.
It's kind of like whack-a-mole the way they pop
their heads. That's what I said on the beach. The same thing.
I've never seen that.
And I had never seen anything. I was mind blown. I've never seen anything like that at the beach in any of the beaches I've been to. Mm-hmm. And you can tell they go every year because I go, it's a seal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's like eight seals right there. I've only seen them at the aquarium.
We've rolled onto a beach. We went 1 year to, I'm trying to think, it might have been in P-Town at the Cape Cod National Seashore. Dan, I'm telling you, there was 800 seals.
Yeah.
800 seals.
Down at like Race Point or
it's
something.
It's protected there though, right? Isn't that a different?
You can't build on it.
Yeah, it's a different
that's
kind
a
of
JFK
area
rule.
Down there. So yeah.
So it was, I mean, and that, like I had
I
seen groups
awesome.
Of seals, but eight.
I love it.
In fact, Landon and I were like, what is that black stuff? We thought it was like
dark seaweed or something.
Yeah, like what the hell is in the ocean?
You can see like the dark spots just moving in the water.
And you're like, oh my God, it's a pack of seals.
But you never see seal attack on this 5 o'clock news.
No.
I guess they just stay away from people.
They do.
Well, they're not here to eat people.
Right. Mm.
They're here to try and not get eaten by sharks.
I feel like swimming around seals is probably safer.
Because the shark's going to go for them.
Food options.
Yeah.
Right.
It's true.
Like if it's just you out in the ocean or you and 800 seals, your odds are better.
Right.
So it says they can be dangerous.
They have teeth.
They will bite.
Yeah.
And they can infections because they're mammals like we are. Right. But.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't go try to pet one.
No.
But I also don't think I'd be nervous if he was like 15 feet away just swimming around.
No.
But the amount of humans that they killed is like
small.
It's a very, very, very tiny, 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 tiny small number. So.
And we're in their home.
And you're in their home, so
gotta respect it. Gotta respect it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was an interesting beach day. I've never seen anything like it before. Yeah, Brittany had a really good time.
Good. She was
awesome. I think she's officially a DAO now.
Oh, I love to see that.
So you think you're going to go back to the Cape now?
I mean, her parents are down there, but...
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah,
they live
there.
In Dennis.
Oh, wow.
But I have a pool at my house, so I just don't beach a ton. Mm-hmm. And before me...
Because then you can go inside and...
Yeah.
I feel that.
It really cuts down on travel. And like,
yeah, unless you're like beachfront property, I'm like, you want me to walk what?
Yeah.
You mean to walk to the beach? I'm sorry.
But Brittany loves the beach. Like before me, it was her thing that she did. Mm-hmm. And so she was having like a rough mental health weekend, and she was after the day at the beach. She's like, I feel a lot better.
Oh, good. I love to hear that.
It's therapy.
The beach, really, and the beach
salt,
and Tom Dow,
sand.
That's all you need to feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Plus, you can be there at 10 a.m. and have a beer and not feel guilty.
Yeah. Right.
We tried to.
Do people feel guilty about drinking beers at 10 a.m.?
Well, we try to wait till noon every day. And my dad's like, what time is it?
Do you really?
Yeah, we try. It didn't really work some days, but it got down to 11, I think, a couple days.
It's an interesting rule from the Dow family. Yeah.
I'd be like, 8 o'clock, I'm on vacation.
There was mimosa some days.
Right.
Those don't count, though.
Those don't count.
That's fresh juice. That's breakfast drink.
It was fun.
Well, I'm glad you guys had fun on your vacations, aside from the, you know, sexual assault, but it's fine.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't. Mm. You picked the wrong one.
You picked the wrong one.
Oh, we're getting t-shirts made.
Carson Kennedy, you picked the wrong one. Wait, maybe.
That. Well, wait, you know, though, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know, Carson. It could
great.
Fit.
That'd be a great billboard campaign. Carson and Kennedy, you picked the wrong one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.